Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hi, my name is Les Jones. I'm the creative director at Practice Plan. And in this podcast, which is one of a series of short, sharp podcasts, I want to talk to you about your brand, but in specific terms related to your people and behavior. Brand kind of covers every single thing within your practice, from your products, your services, the environment within your practice, your communications and your collateral, but for me, most importantly, your people and their behavior and their interactions with your patients and customers. And I want to talk just about some specific stories and interactions that have happened to me personally over the last year or two that really have nothing to do with dentistry, but the principles behind them have everything to do with dentistry. So in this podcast, I'd like to talk to you about a little story that happened to me actually quite a while ago now, when we were getting a new car for my wife. And she had done a little bit of research into the cars that she wanted, and she decided she was going to go for a Mini Clubman, but she wanted one specifically in hot chocolate brown. And the reason why she wanted hot chocolate brown was not only because she liked the color, but she wanted to call it Errol. And for those people of a certain younger age, you might be thinking, what the hell has that got to do with anything? But Hot Chocolate were a band in the 70s, and the lead singer was Errol Brown. So she goes off to the Mini garage, and she has a look at the Mini Clubman. They don't have the chocolate brown in stock, but she has a look at the car anyway. And then she comes back home. She says, I've made my choice. I want the Mini Clubman. I want the hot chocolate brown. And can you now go and, you know, do a little bit of negotiating at the Mini garage and see if you can sort out the deal? So that's what I do, and I go over to the Mini garage in Crewe, and I have an appointment. And the first thing that happens is I sit at the desk of the guy I got the appointment with, who for the first 2 or 3 minutes completely ignores me while he finishes his notes from his previous meeting. So I'm sat opposite him. He makes no effort to say he'll be with me in a minute or to get a coffee or anything like that. He just continues looking at his screen, writing his notes up, and then when he's good and ready, he turns to me and says, ah yes, Mr. Jones, right, your wife came in for the Mini Clubman, didn't she? I said, yes. Right, okay, so has she decided what she wants? I said, yes, she liked the hot chocolate brown Mini, please. Can we get some prices for that? He said, oh yes, right, the hot chocolate brown. Yes, that's a lovely color. He said, but I tell you what, Mr. Jones, I've got a very nice cherry red one on the forecourt. It's an X demo, and I can do you a fantastic deal on that cherry red one. I said, well, that's all well and good, but she's pretty adamant she wants the hot chocolate brown. Right, okay, says the salesman. Why don't you bring your wife in, Mr. Jones, and let her have a little test drive of the cherry red one, because it's a cracking little car and I can do you a cracking deal with it. I said, well, I'm sure you can, but you know, she really does want the hot chocolate brown. Right, okay. Why don't I just give you some prices, Mr. Jones, for the cherry red, and then you can see how much money you can save on that particular car. By this point, I'm getting slightly exasperated and losing the will, really. And so I kind of curtail the meeting, and off I go. And I go back to my wife and I say, I'm getting nowhere there. He just wants to sell you the cherry red one on the forecourt. So what we did is we rang Mini Garage in Stoke. We gave them the spec, and lo and behold, 2 days later, we got a phone call to say, we've got your hot chocolate brown Mini, Mr. Jones, for your wife. Just pop in, sort the paperwork out, and away you go. 4 days later, I get a call from the guy at the mini garage in Crewe, who says to me, "Just wondering, Mr. Jones, if your wife's had a little think about that cherry red mini we've got on the forecourt." I said, "Yes, she has. She didn't want it." "Right, okay. Well, where do we go from here?" he says. I said, "Well, we don't go anywhere because we've just sorted the car out with the Stoke branch, and we've got a hot chocolate brown." At which point he gets slightly irate and says, "I could have got you the hot chocolate brown car," to which I say, "But you didn't, did you?" And the thing here, and the kind of the moral of this story for me, that is so relevant to dental practice, is it's all about listening. I went into that garage with a very, very clear idea of what I wanted, and I was happy to do the deal, to sort the paperwork out, to place the order. But the salesperson there seemed to just snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, because all he was concerned about was not listening to my needs, but trying to sell me his car on his forecourt that would help him hit his targets for that particular month. And as a result, he lost the business. But not only did he lose the business on that car, he's lost the business on the two subsequent cars we've had since then. And he's also lost out on the referrals that we've said to friends who are looking for minis to go to the Stoke garage. All of that for the sake of actually just listening to what I wanted as a customer. Now, my good friend and consultant, Simon Tucker, talks very passionately about the amount of business that walks out of a dental practice every single day for the want of a good conversation. And that's about finding time to sit with your patients, to listen to their needs, to understand the things that are driving them, and then to present them back the treatment option that helps them to achieve their objectives. It's very, very simple, and when you get it right, it's extremely powerful. Thank you.